Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. If you're planning a trip this year, you'll want to listen up. Because a new wave of deception is taking hold in the world of travel, the business impersonator scam. In 2025 alone, over 396,000 Americans have already been targeted by these increasingly sophisticated fraud schemes. Combined, these scams have led to an astonishing $835 million in losses during just the first three quarters of the year. To put that into perspective, that's a 30% surge compared to the previous year, marking a major escalation in financial impact and personal distress. So what exactly is a business impersonator scam, and why is it so effective, especially for those arranging travel plans? Essentially, these scams involve imposters who pose as legitimate airline employees, hotel staff, or customer service agents. Their primary goal is to trick consumers, often when they're under stress, like during travel season, into sharing sensitive personal or financial information. Scammers leverage high-stress situations by contacting victims via email, text, or even direct messages on social media, often claiming urgent travel disruptions. They might claim your flight is cancelled, your reservation is at risk, or that your payment hasn't gone through, prompting you to act immediately. They sound credible because, more often than not, they've copied the actual logos and branding of reputable businesses, making it nearly impossible to tell the difference at a glance. One common method is the use of lookalike websites or domains strategically designed to appear in top search engine results, especially around holidays and peak travel periods. The scammers are highly tech-savvy, employing advanced search engine optimization tactics that get their fraudulent sites and ads noticed by unwitting users. You might think you're clicking on your airline's customer service portal, but instead, you're being redirected to a scam operation hiding in plain sight. The Federal Trade Commission has repeatedly warned that travelers are especially vulnerable during peak booking times, which is exactly when these scams strike hardest. It's during these hectic times that consumers are most likely to make a hasty phone call or click, without double-checking if the contact information is actually legit. In some cases, people simply search online for their airline's customer service number and wind up calling a scammer instead of the real agent. What happens next can be a nightmare. The scammer, acting helpful and knowledgeable, requests your full name, credit card details, even your passport information to verify your booking. Before you know it, your information is in criminal hands, potentially leading to fraudulent charges, identity theft, and countless complications. These attacks don't just cost money. They can disrupt travel plans and cause untold emotional stress for those affected. Imagine preparing for an important family trip or a once-in-a-lifetime holiday, only to discover your cards are maxed out or your identity has been stolen. For many, the logistical aftermath means racing to cancel payment cards, putting fraud alerts on accounts, and spending hours on the phone rectifying the situation. The emotional aftermath can be just as severe, with victims feeling anxious, violated, and even hesitant to trust online transactions in the future. The technology companies behind search engines and advertising platforms are working hard to root out these fraudulent ads and websites. But with scammers adapting quickly, the challenge remains immense. Google, for example, claims to have advanced filtering systems in place to detect and block scam ads, yet fake numbers and phishing websites still appear with worrying frequency. For the average traveler, distinguishing between a legitimate contact and a well-constructed fake can feel almost impossible, unless you stay vigilant and take a few key precautions. So what can consumers do to protect themselves in the face of this growing digital threat? First and foremost, always use official websites for contact numbers and customer service portals rather than relying on search engine results or unsolicited emails. If you receive a call, text, or message claiming to be from your airline or travel company, don't trust it blindly. Double-check by contacting the company directly using details from their verified website. Be particularly wary of communications that urge you to share personal data or make payments immediately, especially if the request seems at all suspicious. Many experts suggest that if an email, phone call, or text makes you feel rushed or anxious, it's a good reason to pause and verify before you act. Also, remember that legitimate companies rarely ask for passwords or full payment details through insecure channels or out-of-the-blue messages. Another important step is making sure your security software is up to date, as many scams are accompanied by attempts to infect your devices with malware. And don't underestimate the importance of reporting suspicious activity. Either your quick tip to the FTC or similar regulatory agencies can help prevent others from being victimized as well. The rise in these business impersonator scams echoes a broader trend in cybercrime, where criminals are becoming ever more creative at exploiting busy, distracted, or stressed individuals. One particularly telling story involved a software developer who recently shared their own experience as a victim of this kind of scam. While planning a trip and searching for flight details online, they ended up speaking to a fraudulent agent who requested photos of identification documents as part of the reconfirmation process. Realizing something felt off, the developer paused, did some extra research, and discovered the contact information didn't match the official airline channels. They acted quickly, gathering documentation and receipts, ultimately managing to resolve the situation before their trip, but not without enduring a tense few days of uncertainty and phone calls. Even after resolving it, the developer shared ongoing concerns about data security and the possibility of their identity being used for further criminal activity. Their story is a sharp reminder that even those well-versed in technology can fall prey to these scams, especially under pressure or when time is of the essence. The emotional impact of these scams shouldn't be underestimated. Victims often report feeling a long-lasting sense of vulnerability and stress. Some have even avoided future travel bookings online, fearing another unfortunate incident could be lurking just a click away. Experts like Dr. Helena Marks, a cybersecurity analyst, stress the importance of continuous consumer education, not just a one-off warning, but an ongoing conversation. Education, she notes, remains our most powerful tool against evolving digital threats, as attackers are constantly updating their playbook. Another important measure is to enable two-factor authentication on your accounts wherever possible, which can add a critical extra layer of defense if your login details are compromised. Regulatory bodies are taking steps as well, increasing oversight and pushing for higher standards from technology companies hosting ads and customer information. The Federal Trade Commission encourages everyone to report any suspicious communication, even if you're not sure it's a scam, to help build a stronger response network. Many listeners might wonder, why aren't tech giants like Google and major airlines doing more to prevent these scams from reaching consumers? While major advances have been made in blocking some fraudulent ads and websites, scammers consistently find ways to circumvent detection and targeting mechanisms. It's a constant game of cat and mouse, with cybercriminals investing in new tactics as quickly as technology can adapt to block them. Some advocates are calling for more stringent penalties, international cooperation, and even better transparency in how scam prevention tools really work behind the scenes. In the meantime, consumers bear much of the burden in keeping themselves and their data safe amidst a digital environment that's becoming more complex and confusing to navigate. There are a few concrete steps listeners can take right away to harden their defenses during this travel season, and it starts with slowing down and staying skeptical. If something seems off, whether it's a suspicious phone call or a payment page, take that extra minute to double-check the website's legitimacy. Typing web addresses directly into your browser, rather than clicking on links from email offers or search engine ads, can save you from landing on a phony site. Keep your bank and credit agency contact numbers stored safely somewhere offline in case emergency action is needed during your travels. For especially cautious travelers, consider using a credit card with limited available balance exclusively for travel purchases. That way, even if the card details are compromised, the potential loss is contained and much less devastating than having your primary accounts drained. Over recent years, major airlines and travel providers have updated their official communication policies and posted detailed guidance on avoiding scams. Always review the latest security tips from your travel provider's official website, and never hesitate to reach out directly with questions about communications you've received. It's worth noting that cybercriminals are increasingly using AI technology to craft more believable messages, automate personalized phishing tactics, and scale their operations across platforms. This underscores the importance of ongoing education and adaptability, recognizing that scams will continue to evolve, and so must our awareness and tools for defense. The digital economy brings incredible convenience to travelers worldwide, but it also exposes new vulnerabilities, especially as transactions move rapidly online and personal information is shared more widely. It's critical that we as a society continue both public education campaigns and regulatory advancements to keep users protected without sacrificing the benefits that digital transformation brings. In the end, staying safe isn't about paranoia. It's about empowerment, giving individuals the confidence and skills to spot deception and act decisively. If you take nothing else from today's episode, remember to approach every unsolicited message with a healthy dose of skepticism and always verify before giving out any information. Report suspicious activity, share your experiences with friends and family, and support initiatives that improve consumer protection across the travel and tech sectors. By working together as a community, staying informed, staying cautious, and advocating for transparency, we stand the best chance against the rise of digital scams. As the travel season continues, I encourage all listeners to stay proactive, informed, and vigilant so your journeys are memorable for all the right reasons. Technology will continue to evolve, and so will the tactics of scammers, but our collective commitment to education can keep us one step ahead. Thanks for listening.